Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. Well, David, you look tanned, relaxed, and ready this morning after taking a break last week.
Nice to have a break, and nice to see you.
Well, I see you put on plenty of tanning butter, so you didn't get sunburned in on your little vacation last week, but a lot of fun things to do. You got to be careful if you're going to be outdoors. A lot of festival action going on this weekend, so maybe let's move right on to that on Saturday, where two big festivals are happening. All Go West is returning on Saturday to the Haywood Road Strip in West Asheville, my neighborhood, with music at the Mothlight, the Isis, and behind the Biscuit Head restaurant. A lot of varied sounds over there, and it's a free festival. And most of it is for all ages. The Mothlight is 21 and older, but the others, you can bring the kids and come on down and have a good time Saturday afternoon and evening on Haywood Road in wonderful West Asheville. Or you can head up to Brevard for the Brevard Blues Festival, which begins at 3 p.m. on Saturday at Whittington Full Auditorium at Brevard Music Center. Good morning, Brevard. We salute you. Line up over there, and Doug Denning and Anson Funderburg and Shane Pruitt. Many more going on Sunday. That's a ticketed concert. It's $20 in advance and $25 at the door at Brevard BluesFestival.com. And so those are both pretty good musical events going on. Or you can do something completely different this weekend. You can go see paintings and photographs by our good friend, four-time Grammy winner David Holt. Did you know that David was an accomplished photographer and painter?
Actually, I did know that, but I look forward to checking this out.
Well, that exhibit opens tonight at Pink Dog Creative down on Depot Street, 348 Depot, I believe it is. And you can go down there and check out his works. They'll be up through the end of July. So that will be a pretty interesting exhibit. David Holt is such a talented guy and lives right here in Western North Carolina. The Asheville tourists are back in town for a short homestand. I don't know if they're going to win the first half or not. I think they had to take all three games against Savannah, first place Savannah, but they didn't do that. But it's still going to be a fun trek of games out at historic McCormick Field through Sunday afternoon. They're playing Kannapolis out there, so you can go see a ball game at 7:05 tonight or 6:05 Saturday or 2:05. Sunday. So a good afternoon and a good evening's worth of fun ahead. A little bit of music going on. The Mountain Spirit Coffee House series has a double header this weekend. Two folk duos playing over there, Neptune's Car and the Flagship Romance, on Sunday at 7 p.m. at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation, 1 Edwin Place. So some good music over there. Mrs. Hyatt, you know Nelia Hyatt, the mountain music legend, turning 97, and they're having a big birthday party for her on Sunday at Pisgah View Ranch in Candler. So bring out your old-time mountain music and come on out and sing or play or just listen and celebrate Mrs. Hyatt's birthday. What a true legend she is in Western North Carolina. Something else I got to remember to mention, that the Mana Food Bank's Blue Jean Ball is on Saturday at the Mana Off headquarters down on Swannanoa River Road. A big deal for this very worthy organization and their drive to make sure everybody has enough to eat here in Western North Carolina. And finally, but a lot of theater going on.
A lot of theater.
Weekend. I think I counted up maybe 9 shows happening this weekend on the stages around Asheville. I went to see the world premiere of Shunned out at Southern Appalachian Repertory Theater the other night. It's a story about the Amish world, and that's a good one at Owen Theater at Mars Hill University in Mars Hill. Other shows on stage this week, Asheville Community Theater has Spamalot. I'll be up there Saturday night to see that one. Monty Python musical comedy. Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville has another world premiere this weekend, Ghost Riders, the Civil War story. The Montford Park Players are opening Henry V from Shakespeare. We've also got Anam Cara Theater's production of Roadkill Confidential. We've got a conversation with Edith Head at North Carolina Stage Company. Unto These Hills out in Cherokee. Breaking Up Is Hard to Do at Haywood Arts Regional Theater in Waynesville. And the last 5 years at the Flat Rock Playhouse, downtown Hendersonville Theater. And so that's an awful lot of theater going on in Western North Carolina. And there'll be weeks where we have more than that. The theater scene here is amazing, especially in the warm weather months. And finally, we're getting down to the movies for this weekend. Have you seen a movie? Did you see a movie while you were on vacation?
I didn't see a movie on vacation, but a double feature of late, Field of Dreams and The Natural. A lot of crying.
That'd be a great doubleheader right there.
It certainly is.
Well, three movies opening. I saw Palo Alto, which opens today at the Carolina, and stars one and oh his own, James Franco, sometimes Warren Wilson College student, who actually wrote this movie about teen drinking and drugs and debauchery. Emma Roberts and Val Kilmer's son, Jack Kilmer, is in that film. Other two movies opening this weekend, Edge of Tomorrow, a sci-fi thing, Tom Cruise versus the aliens.
Emily Blunt.
And with the lovely Emily Blunt, that's right. And The Fault is in Our Stars with Shailene Woodley. And it's a story of a couple of teens who have medical issues but fall in love.
Tony, it's always a pleasure. Great to see you.
Great to see you too, David. So long, everybody.